Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Ray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless west of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
I am Pablo the Gypsy, a purveyor of fine treasures, a bearer of gifts. Well, if you must, a peddler. My place of business, the 1,000-mile trail in the Indian Territory. This is my business associate, Mr. Midnight, a talking raven. And although he never says much of consequence, he is a good companion. We have a friend, Midnight and I. Perhaps you've heard of him. Dr. Six Gun. We three have had many adventures together. Like the one which began one hot afternoon, I was on the road to Fort Apache with a carload of trinkets to sell to the cavalry.
As I rode out on the retreat of Laredo, what's the matter?
You object to my singing, old magpie? Or do you see something? All right. Just hold on.
Don't move, peddler.
I am like a statue.
Drop your gun.
Pablo has no gun.
No gun.
Get down off the wagon. Good. Walk over here. Behind this rock.
Very well.
Stop. Help me up. Help me up, I said, or I'll kill you.
You are bleeding badly.
I know that. Help me up.
Very well.
Now, get me to your wagon.
Very well. You have been beaten badly, my friend.
I don't need your sympathy. Now, help me up on the wagon.
If you will permit me to take you to a doctor.
Just do as I say.
I think you had better do as I say, friend. You are in no condition to fight.
I can pull a trigger. I can pull...
Come, Midnight. I think we had better take this stranger to Dr. Six Gun before he dies.
Easy, fella. Take it easy. Hand me those spirits, Pablo.
Here.
What? Who are you?
This is my friend, Dr. Six Gun. And you are safe.
Oh.
Who beat you this way, stranger?
Nobody.
These marks on your back weren't self-inflicted.
I fell.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Smith.
Your rank?
What do you mean, rank?
You're a cavalry trooper.
Says who?
Says the callus on your saber hand. Also your boots. And the fact those clothes are obviously not yours.
Well, I suppose it was crazy to think I'd get away.
I suppose you tell me the truth. What happened?
My name is Dale Franklin, Sergeant, U.S. Cavalry.
Where stationed?
Fort Apache.
Who beat you?
Brock.
Brock?
Sergeant Hamilton Brock. Colonel Crown's private executioner. Sergeant of the disciplinary platoon.
Disciplinary platoon?
Yeah.
You were in the guardhouse?
They call it the slaughterhouse at Fort Apache these days.
Are you trying to tell me that the commanding officer permits prisoners to be beaten like this?
Not just beaten, Doctor. Staked in the sun for 10 hours, kept in a hole like a dog made to eat out of a dish on the ground.
Oh, take it easy, soldier. You're all right now.
Yeah.
I've met Colonel Crown many times. He impressed me as a stern but fair commander.
You haven't met him lately.
Why didn't you see the military surgeon, Dr. McKenzie?
Dr. McKenzie has been dead for over a month.
I didn't know. How did he die?
He was murdered.
By whom?
I don't know.
They must suspect someone.
They do.
Who?
Me.
I see. Did you kill him?
No.
Then why did you escape?
I told you Brock was beating me.
Well, I have to return you. I can't keep a deserter.
No, I suppose not.
Are you afraid of facing trial?
No.
Well, then...
I'm afraid I won't live to face trial.
I find it hard to believe that Colonel Crown would permit such treatment of prisoners.
In case you don't know it, Doctor, Colonel Crown is a madman.
Do you think you're qualified to judge?
I think so.
Well, we'll have to turn you in, Sergeant Franklin. You don't seem frightened.
I'm tired of running, Doctor.
You know what they'll do to you for attempting to desert?
Yes, sir.
Well?
Brock will kill me.
Well, come in, Doctor. Come in. Hi, it's good to see you after all these months.
You're looking well, Colonel Crown.
Strange you should come to see me. I was going to send a messenger to you.
Oh?
Yes, I'm without a contract, Surgeon. I thought you might help out until I got a replacement from Fort Dodge.
Yes, I know. I heard that McKenzie was murdered.
Yes, one of the stockade prisoners turned on him. Stabbed him with his own scalpel. The man escaped before we could try him.
What was his name?
The killer? Franklin. Dale Franklin.
I see. You interested in finding him?
Well, that's a naive question, Doctor.
He's outside my friend Pablo's wagon.
Are you serious? Sergeant Brock.
Yes, Colonel?
Franklin is outside in the peddler's wagon. Bring him in.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute.
Sir?
Franklin was badly beaten. I know his condition. I think he deserves a fair trial.
You don't think I beat him, do you?
He says you did.
Is that true, Sergeant Brock?
Maybe the prisoner knows, sir.
Very well. Bring him in here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this Franklin is a bad fellow.
Somebody beat him, Colonel. He needs hospital care.
Well, naturally, he'll be treated humanely until his trial. If you accept the job as contract surgeon, you can check on him yourself.
I think I can take it on for a few days at any rate.
Yes, I'm conducting a raid on the Apaches tomorrow. We'll try him after that.
Raid?
Yes, my scouts tell me they're getting ready to make trouble again.
I thought they were peaceful now.
Oh, I know better, Doctor.
Colonel, I visited the Mescalero village only a couple of days ago. There was no sign of war dancing.
There are hundreds of them threatening this fort at this very moment.
Easy, brother. Help him in. Here we go.
Well, Franklin, I see you've decided to rejoin us.
Yes, sir.
Still no guilty conscience about Dr. McKenzie?
I didn't kill Dr. McKenzie, and you know it.
Don't address me in that tone, soldier. Brock, take him to sick bay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Brock.
Sir?
See that he's treated well.
Yes, sir.
Now, you'll find quarters for yourself and your companion in officer's row, Doctor. I have to supervise training on the parade ground, but I'll see you at dinner.
Prepare to mount!
Sergeant.
Colonel.
These men look sloppy.
They've been training 6 hours, sir, in this hot sun.
Nonsense. Call them to attention.
Yes, sir.
You men, you call yourselves cavalry soldiers? Don't you know that your lives will depend on how smartly you execute these commands? Apaches are the best mounted soldiers in the world. You.
Sir?
Wipe that smirk off your face.
I wasn't smirking, sir.
Don't answer back. Sergeant, have this man's pack filled with stones. I want him to circle this parade ground until sunup. If he stops walking, send him to the hole.
Sir, I didn't smirk, with all respect.
Maybe the taste of the whip will teach you to shut your mouth. I will not have this insubordination. I know what you think. I know what you whisper behind my back. Well, by Godfrey, I'm going to make soldiers of you or kill you. Sergeant, no water for these men until dawn. Not a drop.
Sir, we're going on a raid tomorrow.
Don't question my command. Dismiss.
Yes, sir.
Well, I suppose you've come out here to spy on me for your doctor friend.
No, Colonel, I've not come to spy. Only to request permission to keep my wagon in your state.
You're lying.
Colonel,
very well, keep it where you please. And stay in your quarters. I won't have strangers skulking about my camp.
Is how it happened. Just like I said.
Well, that sure doesn't sound like the behavior of a rational man, Pablo.
You are the physician, not Pablo. However, my opinion...
Pablo, old friend, one thing a doctor learns is never to make a diagnosis on too little evidence. Sometimes you can put the patient in his grave long before he's dead.
I suppose it is not easy to command a large group of men like these without strict discipline. But still,
See, Pablo. Come in.
Doctor?
Yes?
You're wanted over at the prison stockade, sir.
Trouble?
There's been an accident.
Anyone hurt bad?
Sergeant Franklin, sir.
Franklin?
What happened? He's dead.
There's the body, Doctor.
How did this happen, Sergeant Brock?
He tried to escape again. I was forced to shoot him.
These bruises weren't there when I examined him this morning.
No, sir. He must have fallen after I shot him.
I see.
Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. I'll have to make a report on his death.
You can use Dr. McKenzie's old office. Just down the corridor.
Thanks, Brock.
Not at all. Any time at all.
Yes?
Colonel Crown.
What is it, Doctor?
I've just prepared my report on the death of Sergeant Franklin.
Well?
I think Sergeant Brock should be placed under arrest for his murder.
Now, just a moment. Franklin was shot trying to escape again.
He was beaten first.
Can you prove that?
He has bruises on his body that were made after he returned here.
Yes, but he fell when he was shot.
Dead men don't bruise, Colonel. That's a medical fact.
I see. May I have that report?
You may.
Thank you.
Well, would you mind telling me why you're tearing that up?
Not at all. You'll write a new one. Accidental death.
Will I?
Doctor, Sergeant Brock is the best man I have. I need him to discipline the men. If he gets overzealous, well...
Are you insane, Colonel? He's murdered a man.
A prisoner, a misfit who couldn't soldier.
A man, sir. A man.
Doctor, I have only soldiers in my command. I cannot permit any other sentiment. Listen to me, sir. This army post is surrounded by thousands of Apaches. Armed to the teeth. They're out there in the hills, watching us. Their knives are sharp. We've got to train and be tough in order to defend ourselves. And that's what I'm doing, Doctor. I've made these men into machines. Machines that can stand up to those evil men. I'm going to destroy every Apache in the territory.
Colonel, there are no unfriendly Indians within 1,000 miles of this fort.
Sir. That's where you're wrong. They're out there lurking, I know. I can feel their eyes on me when I ride past those gates. I can sense them all around me.
I see.
Yes, that's why I need men like Brock, Doctor. I can't have weaklings around me. I've got to weed them out. You see what I'm driving at, don't you?
Yes, I think I do.
Good. Then you'll go to Dr. McKenzie's office and rewrite that report.
Yes, Colonel. I'll rewrite the report.
Yes, Pablo.
Listen, you're leaving this afternoon?
Yes, I go back to Frenchman's Fort.
I want you to head north to Fort Dodge instead.
Fort Dodge?
With a message for the commanding officer.
About Colonel Crowley?
Yes. Here, I've written it out. Now make it as fast as you can.
Very well, I go now.
Just a moment, Peddler. Sergeant Brock, take that paper.
There it is, Colonel.
That paper is none of your business, Colonel.
On the contrary, everything that happens at Fort Apache is my business.
Well, I see you have rewritten the report considerably. Would you mind telling me what this medical mumbo-jumbo means?
All right, sir. I'm writing to the commander at Fort Dodge to tell him that it is my considered medical opinion that you're a madman, Colonel Crown.
You don't say.
Furthermore, I've taken the liberty of examining Dr. McKenzie's records. There's a copy here of a half-written report. I found it stuffed behind the desk drawer.
Give me that.
Seems that Dr. McKenzie concurred. According to this report, he too believes you're insane.
How very unfortunate that was.
More unfortunate than he ever realized, Colonel. The stains on this unfinished report are blood. Evidently, someone surprised him at writing it and stabbed him with his own scalpel.
Yes, an Apache named Blackhawk.
Or a white man named Crown.
I think you're the one who is insane, Doctor.
That is for a medical board to decide after my report is filed.
Unfortunately, your report will never reach Fort Dodge. You're both under arrest. Don't move. Sergeant Brock has you covered.
I see. Just what do you intend to do?
Place these two under arrest, Sergeant Brock.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, you can't hold up.
I think I can. In a few minutes, I'm leading my troops into the hills to wipe out the Apaches. When I come back, I'll take care of you two gentlemen. All right, Brock. See that they're treated well.
Yes, sir. Doctor, inside.
What about my friend?
The peddler? He's coming with me. We're going to have a private entertainment. Inside.
Brock, you'll have to account for this.
Uh-huh. Come on, peddler. We'll have a talk.
Come on.
All right. Here's your friend.
Doc?
Pablo.
I think he needs a little medical attention.
Pablo, are you all right?
Yes. He hit me many times.
That's rotten warp.
Pablo is very wheezy.
Just lie down. And Pablo, listen. Don't move, no matter what happens.
That should not be hard, my friend.
Sergeant! Sergeant!
What?
Pablo! He's dead!
He's dead. Look for yourself.
I'm coming in. Stay back or I'll shoot you. Adler. Adler, get up.
Maybe I can bring him to.
Try.
All right, I'll need some water.
Do without.
All I can do without water, Sergeant, is...
Drop that gun or I'll break your back.
Your knee.
Pick it up, Pablo.
Hey, Harvey.
Now, back against the wall.
My back. It's broken.
Not quite, though I was tempted. You're the lowest form of human scum, Brock. Pablo, lock him in.
A pleasure. But first...
What is it?
A small debt. I come back later.
Now what? We've got to work fast. You hitch up the best horses you can find to that wagon of yours. I'm going to the telegraph office to see if I can contact Fort Dodge. I'll meet you at the gate.
We're approaching the hills over the Apache village, Colonel.
There's double the flanks.
Yes, sir.
Right, fire, the scout!
Have the men dismount and leave their horses from here on.
Yes, sir.
Maintain silence. We have to take them by surprise.
Yes, sir.
Hello! Yes!
Help! All right, you men. In a moment, we'll be within earshot of our objective. Now, absolute silence will be maintained. According to my intelligence, there are some 800 Apache warriors down there, armed to the teeth and waiting to move on Fort Apache. Follow me and fight with honor.
I can barely see the village from the top of the trail, Colonel.
Halt the men.
Halt!
Let's have a look through these glasses.
See anything, Colonel?
And they're as thick as flies. Hundreds of them, all in war paint.
What's the plan, sir?
Mount the column. When I give the word, move the column down the trail toward the village. When we reach the bend in the trail, we'll sound the charge.
Isn't that trail too steep for a gallop, Colonel?
We will charge at the gallop with bare sabers. Those are my orders, and I'll shoot the first man who reins his mount.
But, sir...
Sergeant, mount the column.
Very well, sir.
Prepare the mount! Mount!
Draw sabers.
Draw!
Now at the gallop. March.
Sir, it's suicide.
I will count to three, Sergeant. Either you give the command or I'll run this saber through your chest.
Very well, Colonel.
At the gallop!
Colonel, look! There's a wagon rolling down the cliffside. It's headed right for the tail. You men, look out! Well, that looks like that peddler's wagon.
Move it aside! Move it, I say!
Hold it! Don't touch that wagon! Hold it! Nobody lay a hand on that wagon!
It's the doc.
I can get a clear shot from these rocks. Nobody touch that wagon!
Doctor! I don't know how you got here, but I order you to put up that gun and step down here.
As you say, Colonel.
Sergeant, arrest this man.
Just a moment, Sergeant. I have an order telegraphed from Fort Dodge, relieving you of command, Colonel.
It's a fraud.
Here it is, Sergeant.
Sergeant, don't let this man trick you. He's a spy for the Apaches. He's trying to hold us up until they can attack.
This order is countersigned and verified by Major Dodge, Colonel.
He's our post adjutant.
Give me that order.
Here, sir.
This is what I think of your order, Doctor. And now, Sergeant, order the charge.
I can't do that, sir.
You idiot, there's an army of savages down there. 1,000 evil painted faces in the valley all around us.
Sir, you've been relieved of command.
Relieved, eh? Relieved. I'll show you how a soldier behaves.
Bugle boy. Bugle boy. Sound the charge.
Death and order! Stand fast, then. Follow me. Charge!
Colonel.
Colonel, stop!
He's headed for that cliff.
Colonel.
Good Lord. He rode clean off that cliff.
We'd better head back before the patch, Sergeant.
What about that village full of Indians? If they've got war paint on, we'd better...
Sergeant, take a look through these field glasses. Go ahead.
Okay. Good Lord. The village is as peaceful as can be. Nothing but squaws washing blankets and... few braves sitting around? Why, the colonel must have been crazy, sir.
He was a sick man, Sergeant. His sickness was fear. And there's nothing so dangerous or so contagious.
You have been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffith. Today's script was written by George Lutz. Heard in the cast were Bill Gray as Dale Franklin, Arnold Robertson as Colonel Crown, Ralph Bell as Sergeant Brock, and William Keane as the sergeant.
Presents has brought you 55 minutes of Western Adventure with Half General Travel and Dr. Six Gun. Join us again tomorrow night at the same time, 9:05, when FBN presents half comedy and half detective drama, Fibber McGee and Molly and Broadway Is My Beat. Tomorrow night, Fibber McGee and Molly are leaving for a vacation in Hollywood on FBN Presents. This is Navy journalist Dan Jurgensen.